Peter and Candy, a loving man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter and with a beer. Peter and Candy, a loving man, Peter and Candy in the doghouse. In the dark house again.
Just look at that, sitting there on the court. What a beauty. Hey, this could be a new beginning. Vintage Car Detectives, Peter and Ken. If it's there, we'll find it, men.
There you go again. It was moths this morning, now we're car detectives. I think we should do one thing at a time. The car, our car, is on a cart in the middle of the Duke's Forest. I think we should concentrate on liberating it.
Oh, I love military terminology. Them Americans loved our MGs, you know. I guess the one in the barn was due to be liberated to the United States, but the poor devil never made it back from wherever he went.
This isn't the place for a chat, boys. We need to get away from this prying eyes. I've got a few bags of muck to pick up yet.
And the Duke will claim it for sure, whilst we're mothing about.
The Duke don't know it's here, and if he did, it don't matter.
We needs to go.
It does in law, he owns it.
Listen up. I got this letter from the MG Owners Club yesterday, and it confirmed that we have a rare 1932 model, and it's worth a fortune. And the Duke does not own that barn. In fact, he don't own the forest it's in either.
I'm dreaming. I could swear you said the Duke didn't own the barn or the forest.
Our legitimate claim, as near as, comes courtesy of our local library. This forest was known as Le Forêt de Marquis.
Forêt de Marquis?
Yeah. And the Marquis lost it in a card game in the 14th century. There weren't a duke even around in them days, only the gambling Marquis. And no one knows who won the game of cards. Proof of ownership of them woods is still not known. We're in.
And so's our car, still in no man's land, whatever forest it's in.
You're sounding military again, Peter.
Can I be military for a moment? We need to get this cart up onto the road. And I shall need to pick up a few bags of muck on the way.
I'll give you a hand up to the road, but then I've got to get off.
Come on, giddy up.
He won't listen to you, Ken. He's a one-man horse. Giddy up, legs.
What was in them sacks we picked up? Poor, something smells ripe.
Insurance, Ken. And I think we're just about to need it. Hold up, boy.
Oh, dear me. What have we here, then?
Good day to you, constable.
What are you carrying? I wouldn't want to help you steal the crown jewels.
It's just a bit of scrap metal.
I'll take a look if you don't mind.
As you wish, constable. I'll just be lifting the tarpaulin for you.
Oh, my good night. What on earth is that awful stink?
It's a bit of muck off the tap field for Ken's allotment. Yeah, well, you did say you wanted to look, constable.
I think I need my head examined. I suppose you've got water to wash me hands.
Yeah, we have. And a little something for that dry throat.
I hope you're not trying to bribe me, young man.
Oh, no, sir. It's a hot day, you know. A drop of homemade lemonade.
Bike wobble. Hey, how much puccini did you put in that? God dear, I have to hand it to you, Dan. I thought we were sunk.
Nah, I know the old muck would work. It never fails.
Hey, look who's coming down that top path over there.
Huh, who's that then?
Peter? Peter, it's me.
Oh, hi, Ken. I didn't recognise you.
Nice walk then, Peter.
I'm sorry, Ken. I can't always be available. I've got commitments.
Come on, climb aboard. At least you can give his hand off at the other end.
Where are we going?
Best not to know, Pete. Oh, it's a good evening for the veranda.
So long as there's no more lifting to do.
No, it's an easy evening for us. Cup of tea. Cup of tea.
How do you fancy a bit of practice? I brought something to show you.
I was hoping we wouldn't have to do too much practice. It's only a bit of fun.
That is only 3 days away. Have you learnt that new cowboy song you wanted to sing yet?
Yeah, well, almost. What have we got to show me, then?
There you go. What do you think?
Well, what is it?
It's an Appalachian dulcimer. I made it myself.
You made it? That's great. Hey, you wouldn't have any trouble making a few moth traps, would you?
No, Ken. Forget moths. We've still got the problem of the car.
Ah, only half the problem it was, though, eh? I place him on your dulcie, what's it, then? Did they have any regional food where you come from, Pete?
There weren't any. There was a Greek restaurant, 2 chip shops, a wimpy bar, a Chinese, next to the laundry.
Where do you come from, then? You never said.
I could tell you, but like you once said to me, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, touche. Hey, up, we're here.
Is that Bradshaw?
Plays a mean banjo.
He can also supply wood for a moth amphitheatre. Have you planned this?
Oh, as if I would. You've got a low opinion of me, Peter.
I wonder why.
Oh, I've just remembered. I've got a present for you. Remind me later.
Don't change the subject. Who did you get for the MC? Whoa, don't look at me. I've told you no limelight. And I mean it.
Oh, you're a right sportsport, you are. God, dear. Hey up, Linda. Have you got the list?
It's on the table. There's no order, Ken. Just don't put me on first.
Testing, 1, 2. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have a great evening of music here at the Chuff for you tonight. Don't forget, it's only 0.5 crown for your supper. Tickets at the bar. I won't keep you waiting. Settle down now. Put your hands together. Mr. Peter Starstruck.
Thank you. I'll tell you a little about my dulcimer. I made it, and it's based on an Appalachian mountain dulcimer.
Get on with it. Get on with it.
Will that circle be unbroken? Said to the undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow.
Excellent. The dark glasses and the hat were new. But he does play very well, don't he? Settle down now. It's the one and only, the Chuff's very own Linda. Voice in a million. She won't tell me what she's going to sing, by the way. It's a secret. So put your hands together now for Linda.
I never paid him to say all that, honest. Pass me the guitar, Peter.
Yesterday, a child came out to wander. Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was filled with thunder. Tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons they go.
Ah, I said she were good, didn't I? Now it's me.
With a tallow candle and a tanner, Tommy went to war. It would all be over quickly, he was sure. We were right and they were wrong. This thing won't take long. Tommy couldn't know what was in store. Say goodbye to your mother and shake your father's hand. Hatch off to the station to a military band. There were sergeants proud as peacocks and generals sitting tall. And we all went along with it all.
What did you think then?
It was all right, apart from you and Bradshaw talking all the way through my song.
Now, what about the regional supper, the faggots and peas and that? You like them, surely?
I don't care much for mint sauce. And what happened to your cowboy song?
I still can't play that flipping F chord.